Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. We're excited to dive into something that really shapes both personal and business success, alignment and assignment. But before we dive in to our work or chase after new opportunities, it's important to check in with ourselves. Are we aligned with our values, purpose, and vision? Only when we're truly aligned can we take on the right assignments that bring meaningful and fulfillment. Let's reflect on that today. And that brings me to the quote of the day. Our assignment comes with the alignment. Too many people look for the assignment without first finding their alignment. And that was quoted by Jim Hodges, a thought leader, an attorney and politician, and he was also the governor of South Carolina from 99 to 2003. David, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going great. It is going good, my dear. Say that quote one more time for me. Sure. Alignment without assignment.
Is that right? Our assignment comes with the alignment. Too many people look for the assignment without first finding the alignment. And that is powerful. I mean, when you think about alignment and assignment, and I know us and our business and how important that is and how we have struggled at times with ensuring that our alignment with our team and with our leaders.
Yeah, you know, I think as we were talking back and forth this week and preparing for the topic, you know, that's why I think I look at that quote and it says too many people look for the assignment without finding their alignment. And I know I said it several times to you this week. If I didn't have the other people in my boat with me going where I was trying to go, I know I would never get there. I know that for a fact. I would not be sitting here today if it wasn't for you, especially, and a couple of other, you know, key players that are in our business that you, as you know, that have been with us really from day one. So I think it is not as much about the assignment. Sure, right? Like if we all know I love saying if you don't have a target, you're sure to hit it, right? So clearly setting the goal, setting the target is imperative to success. If you don't have anything you're shooting for, you're never going anywhere. But to me, once you even decide on where you want to go, more importantly, is who is going with me. So that's why I think these two things really have to come together. So when you think about alignment and you think about our journey, what has kind of been your key focuses? And I know these are things we've learned, right? Like I think back 10 years ago in the business and it wasn't necessarily at the forefront of my mind. We going to align ourselves with to achieve our goals, but maybe it just more naturally happened. But, you know, talk to me about that. Do you feel like this alignment understanding has grown for us, or it's just happened? What have been the focuses and the keys for you throughout?
Well, I know clear communication is extremely important. And I know that we have struggled with that. You know, a story that comes to mind when I think about alignment and assignment, we partnered with AmeriLife, what has it been, almost about 3 years ago. And, you know, although we were very much, you and I and Orca was very aligned with what the mission is, right? With this holistic approach and really the different verticals that we could go. However, we did not align necessarily. We did not transfer that information to some of our leaders. And that is where the struggle came, because we had some pretty difficult conversations, I'd say probably about a year, year and a half ago, with some of our leaders that had been with us for over 10 years. And they literally stopped us in our tracks and said, "We don't understand what's going on here. We don't understand. We are not aligned with what this new vision is." And what I realized in that moment is that we as leaders, David, we had failed, right? We had failed to communicate clearly and consistently with our leaders that had been with us from the get-go. We just assumed that they understood what the alignment was, right? And you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah, I do. No, I mean, you bring up a good point, and I think that the leaders in general, right? The law of the law of vision, you know, what we've learned, leaders see before and know before others, right? I mean, that's just simple. So driving the business forward is always going to be looking one step, two steps, three steps ahead of maybe the action that's taking place on the ground, you know, or what is actually at today's number one. So the communication point, the leader is going to see above the trees, right? And you're going to have to then communicate the direction, communicate the strategy, the tactics, all those things break down. And yeah, we have fallen victim to that. And that's where, you know, so alignment, right? I think when we talked, you had written down a definition of alignment, right?
Correct. For alignment,
the one that doesn't get that.
Sure. So alignment, a definition, is about making sure things are in sync or working together towards a common goal. So making sure that they're in sync and working together towards the common goal. And so that's essentially where our struggle was, right? When we formed this partnership, because we had, even though our communication was strong, we were failing to communicate what this newer vision was, right? Because we just assumed that they understood what the vision was.
Yeah, and that's where I think, you know, to even put more to what is alignment, right? I think the most common thing, and this may have just maybe in for me, my grandfather was an entrepreneur. I always credit him for, you know, the spirit that I have personally to be that business owner, to stay in the fight that entrepreneurs fight every day of working harder than most to try and do more than average. But he was a big old tires guy. So he was in the car business, and I grew up around the shops. And one of the big things that people will do for their car on a regular basis is check your alignment, right? Mm-hmm. So I, you know, to me, kind of second nature and our understanding what alignment was. And that is something that commonly can get shifted off. Mm-hmm. And when you think, so a car driving down the street, you want all four. Let me see if I can, you know, get my, you know, you got a front set and a back set of tires, and you want all of those wheels rolling symmetrically and directionally the same. Well, you think about those tires are controlled by this swing arm inside of the car. And if you hit a big pothole, and I mean, I know I have riding around in the state of Kentucky, you hit that pothole that you don't see until you get right there on it, that's going to throw the alignment of that tire off. So, you know, when people talk about alignment, they say it's also not just something that you set and then it never changes, right? Mm-hmm. So I just want to say that these leaders that have been with us from day one, they have always been aligned with the mission, right? The mission was to grow this final expense organization that was set up like State Farm agencies on every street corner across America, right? Now, we sold one product and we sold one carrier. And at some point that changes, because as you get bigger and as you grow deeper into the business, you realize there's more opportunity out there. And that was the beautiful thing about that AmeriLife relationship, right? We found leadership that was going to challenge us and push us to do more than what was kind of comfortable for us as business owners.
Absolutely. And just to put a little context behind that, when you were, you know, we've been doing one thing for over 10 years of final expense. And with this new partnership, we were looking to add in the health portion and or the retirement portion. And so, you know, change is hard, right? And, you know, but it's an ever evolving thing. And if you're not changing, then you're not growing. Right. So you're so right, because when you think about, hey, we've always been aligned, it's just we had to shift. We had to shift in business model.
Yeah. And like you've said, like you're saying, communication is the start. Right. So I think step one is that your leadership or your visionary is going to see beyond the now. And that was kind of where we were in the 2020-2021 era. I mean, God, there wasn't a whole lot of change in 2020, right?
No.
So, you know, change was kind of a forced thing. We did a lot of work back then in understanding forced change, right? And, you know, the leader, the vision gets to make choice change. And that was kind of where we were. So, with that partnership, we're learning, we're meeting new people, we're new business owners that have kind of focused on one business line in their career models. And we're thinking, man, we've got a lot of tens of thousands of customers that are all sitting there in this space and they have this need. And we haven't asked them about that. Right. So it was very clear as a leader and someone that's growing a business to say, yeah, that makes a lot of common sense. So that's step one, is you've got to see it. You got to bring awareness to the next step. And then step two has to be aligning your team. Because I'm not the guy that's out there moving the needle when it comes to adding on new clients. I'm not the guy that's out there knocking on the door or making those sales calls. So rolling that down to the drivers of the bus, the people that are actually moving on the street. Yeah.
So I really think step two would be assessing strengths, right? And so, you know, putting people, the right people in the right seats. And, you know, we've always been taught, right? If you went to elementary school, grade school, high school, whatever the case may be, you know, you always had, if you weren't great at math, you know, they always wanted you to focus on this, and they always wanted you to focus on something that you weren't great at. And so this is really a flip of the mindset. Really double down on what you're great at, right? So you can become even better. And, you know, when you think about assignment, hey, assigning someone to the role that you know without a doubt that they're going to be exceptional, right? They're going to be able to grow to that next level when they are tasked with that assignment.
Yeah, I mean, that comes to the performance of the overall team, right? So if we're talking about implementation of a new strategy and you've got a very organized, methodical planner, and then you've got maybe somebody that's extremely well in motivation and doing that's going to be able to rally the troop and keep keep that person focused and hungry and persistent as change takes place, and you've got to stay a course, then you're going to let one guy put a plan in place and lay out a strategy and help the other, the motivational driver, teach the tactic and be there for the front line that's going to support. And those are two different roles, right? So like you said, we're going to identify a target as to where we want to go. We want to implement a new product line, and we want to implement a new carrier. And one guy's going to start by looking at that carrier and looking at the underwriting piece and understand how that's going to fit and how we're going to do that. The other guy is going to train the new person when it comes to, how am I going to sell this product? How am I going to pivot at this in the home when somebody's asking me a question or giving me an objection that doesn't just make this easy? And making sure all of those pieces are aligned in moving towards the first topic of we're going to put something new in play.
Correct. So clear communication, assessing strengths, right? Putting the right people in the right seats. And then third, getting feedback, right? Getting feedback from your leaders. I had heard this and I forgot what before, but ensuring that you're putting, and I love this analogy, putting the cookies on the bottom shelf. Have you ever heard that, David? Putting the cookies on the bottom shelf?
I think they always told me not to touch those.
I love that analogy because when you put the cookies on the bottom shelf, and then you go to one of your leaders and say, hey, David, did you hear what I just said? Can you please repeat back what you understood for me to say? And then they repeat that back to you. You're going to get a good idea of the way that they interpret what you said. Because a lot of time as leaders, we can get ahead of ourselves, right? Because we're on the go, go, go. And you can get ahead of yourself and not actually understand exactly what the assignment is, or maybe what the alignment is. But if you put them down there and you have that leader repeat back what you said, you're like, okay, this is how they interpret that. And this is where I need to make my message clearer, right? And then it gives you that feedback that you need.
Yeah. And I think that's the key piece of clear communication, right? Which clear communication is the key to proper alignment when it comes to our business. And I'm very big, you know, as I talked to Kevin Glasscock, who all of you hypers may eventually end up getting an introduction to personally, one of our longest tenured business partners, great real mentor and fellow in the business for us. He reminded me of what I've said so many times, and that's if you're not set up properly, your chances of winning are stacked against you, right? Like, let's think about the analogy of the car, and you've got those four wheels and they're all rolling down the street, right?
Right.
Let's turn one of those wheels in because it got jacked and hit that big old speed bump. And now that tire's riding like this down the street. You're never going to maintain high performance when one of your legs is rolling on its side instead of running on its two feet sprinting. I was a golf pro. And if any of you guys, gals, understand the game of golf, it is not the easiest thing to do out there. But I would teach lessons and time again, the historical problem that most people had is that they would never, it wasn't that they hit the ball right every time. It wasn't that they would take their swing, hit that ball, and it goes right. It's all as simple as they lined up to hit it right every time.
So it's just alignment. That's all you got to do to hit the ball. Is that what you're telling me, David?
That's it. Yeah. Set yourself up to succeed. Most of the work is put in the setup, because once the key pieces are put in place, once action starts to take on, then you gain momentum.
That's so true.
Gain momentum. It's almost even. Let's say we're rolling 100 miles an hour down the track, or you know, you take the train, right? And that train, the big train with 5-6 cars, is pounding down. God forbid they're loaded with coal like they are here in Kentucky. 60 mile an hour down the track, you put up a steel reinforced wall, and that wall is going to crumble. But if you put that big heavy train on the track and you put a little pebble in front of both of those front wheels, it'll never get started. So once you get the key pieces of your puzzle aligned towards the target, and then action starts to take place, those small hiccups and hurdles are overcome by the momentum and the force of the overall locomotive that's driving towards the target. But I think, as we learned, like you said, with the AmeriLife introduction, if we're not communicating properly with the key drivers, eventually that alignment gets so far off track.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, the folks that are listening in today, I really want to encourage you to ask yourself, hey, am I aligned, right? Am I aligned with my team? Am I aligned with my spouse? Who are you aligned with, right? Because if it just like David, your analogy, if one tire is out of alignment, you're never going to be able to get to where it is that you want to go, right? And what a great analogy to think about. If just one tire is out of alignment, then you'll never get there. So think about this. What are you aligned with? Are you aligned, right? Where do you want to be? Because at the end of this year, which I know is a little bit more than 90 days at this point, but it's crazy because this year has flown by. I mean, what do they say? Days are long, but years are short. That is true. That is true. And so take self-inventory. Are you aligned, right? What is your assignment? And learn from our struggles, clear communication, right? Double down on what your strengths are. And if you don't really know your strengths, we've got plenty of, you know, if you've done any type of personality assessment, those things really kind of help hone in on what your strengths are, and then get feedback, because those are three very important things in order to help center your alignment and assignment.
Yeah, and I mean, what I would just reiterate as you say that is, who's going with you?
And who's going with you?
Because it's not, you're never going to get anywhere without adversity. And, you know, you're never going to get anywhere without hitting the speed bump. And to what you said, yeah, there's 90 days. We talk a lot about 90 days, and we talk about the time that it takes to get the activity going, get the momentum started, and then turn around and look at how far you've gone. And yeah, you may look at that and say, well, we're 90 day, we're going into the last quarter of the year, we're almost there. Well, I would say we often, as human beings in a microwave society, overestimate how much we can accomplish in a day. Almost every day, you put too much on your plate and you overestimate what you can do. But we very frequently will underestimate what we could accomplish in a year. And I would say the same thing about that next 90 days, that with alignment and with key players and people that are supportive in the mission, that it could be amazing where you turn around in December and you look and see how much traction you made as you work into really what we said is, you're already laying the groundwork for how next year's going to start.
Absolutely. And think about that momentum rolling into 2025. So I love it.
That's
I love it. It is.
Being in the Medicare space, yes, it's 2025. You know,
yes.
Season is upon us. Time is flying by, but when you when you sit down and take advantage of what's in front of you, you can do a lot with it. So,
absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today, and we will see you next time on Hype Leadership.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.